Let's bring in Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities Director Ryan Gerber as we count down the days to the end of the school year. Ryan, do you have it on your calendar? Do you know how many days as we talk on Wednesday until the students have their last day?
I don't do that anymore. Not since moving into this spot. No, the countdown really is to regionals and postseason stuff. So that's where my countdown is.
Which is not that far away. We're going to talk about the athletics portion of the high school in a little bit. But first, we want to kind of move over to the activity side, because a couple Saturdays ago, Solo Ensemble State was held in Oshkosh. And you know, Beaver Dam High School in the district showed why they are one of the top music educational high schools in the state, because we had a bunch of kids that shined in Solo Ensemble at state, didn't we?
Yeah, and to that point, Wade, it's the second year in a row that Beaver Dam is one of the best communities for music education. So we're really proud of that, and we've talked all year long about how great this music program is, and the programming and the product that they're putting out. And they had a great district solo ensemble a few months back, and now like you said, a couple weeks ago. Late April, they had their state solo ensemble up in Oshkosh, and just a tremendous amount of kids getting really high marks up there.
It was a bunch of kids got high marks up there, and the talent that they offer up is pretty good, because there's a wide variety of different things when it comes to singing and band and different types of I guess in the musical genre that they get to showcase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I have the results from Mr. Lefebvre, and so I'll just kind of break them down here. So when you're looking at the state solo ensemble results, there are a number of different ratings that students can fall into. Kind of falls like on a rubric. So as it's been explained to me by most Mr. Lefebvre as well as Hendrickson, each judge has a rubric on a 10-point scale, and they're ranking these kids on different proficiencies as they're performing. And so ultimately it comes out to one of three ratings for most of our kids. And so first rating is the highest, second rating, of course, being second, and third rating being third. So we had two groups or individuals who received the third rating. The first was it was a quartet with Caleb Clapper, Jake Hutchinson, Lindsay Mangan, and Cecilia Zahn, and then Abigail Gukenicht for a trumpet solo in their third rating. And then we had 17 individuals receive that second rating. And that's a pretty good number. But then when you look at the first rating, there were 37 individuals or groups who received a first rating at the state solo ensemble. So again, that first rating is in the top percentage of that rubric of their performance. So that's just incredible. And when you look at it, there are a number of individuals that had multiple different events that they were rated in that first rating, but just tremendous work. And to have this many students who are performing at such a high level is pretty incredible.
Ryan, is that posted anywhere where people want to go and look? Because you mentioned there's 37 of them that got, like you mentioned, was it one? You said a one rating. Is there a place where people can go and find the results for both, you know, the vocal and the band and how they did with their instruments and things like that?
Locally, I know our music department does a really good job updating social media, so I would encourage you to go there. I'm in the process of working on getting this information up on our socials as well. So look for that in the next couple of days to be seeing those recognitions coming out very, very soon.
So again, congratulations to everybody who made it to state, because it's not easy to get through the district. You have to get a one with a star, I believe it is, that says you qualified to get to the state, and our kids really showed up. Ryan, and I had a chance to go to a couple of concerts this week. Last week, the high school Pops concert was on Thursday, and the a cappella concert was on Friday. And it is unbelievable to me, the vocal talent that we have. I'm enamored by the a cappella. They have beatbox. They have kids that beatbox. Mm-hmm. I think Ben Pintar is like the king of the beatbox.
Yeah.
And because he had two microphones, and I was like, why does he have two microphones? And he pulled one out, and all of a sudden he started beatboxing. And it would sound like it was instruments being played behind the kids, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I've said this a couple times since I've had the opportunity to work here in Beaver Dam. I have come from communities. I've lived in and worked in communities that really say that music is important. When I came here, one of the first things that I noticed was this community really takes music seriously, and the product is really, really good. I'm just blown away every time I'm at a performance, every time I'm in those classrooms doing an observation, every time that I'm able to witness our students perform, whether it's on the stage or in the bleachers. They just do a tremendous job each time. And I should mention, even at State Solo Ensemble, you had those 37 individuals or groups that received a first rating. Within even that, we had a couple individuals or groups even get a further designation. So as Mr. Lefebvre kind of broke this down, we had two groups that were given nominations for first rating plus exemplary performance. To be that, you're typically in the top 15% of that event in that first rating. So you're within the top six of a 40-person or 50-person group. And so Mackenzie Carnine and Raul Zavala had a mixed duet that was nominated for exemplary performance. Jacob Hutchinson and Josh Hutchinson were also nominated for a duet in that. And then we had one group that got the winner in that exemplary performance. That was Noah Kickert, Owen Nill, and Lincoln Titus for their trio. So again, totally just blown away by the performance that our music department and mostly our kids are doing each and every year.
Yeah, the band concerts are also great to come to. And again, give props to Mr. Henriksen and everybody on the band side as well, you know, because they do a fantastic job, you know, with both the band and the vocal, Ryan. So again, look forward to that. It's been a great year, I think, for the arts at Beaver Dam High School. Now, on the athletic side, you mentioned regionals and such. You know, we got a few things before that. Beaver Dam softball team is eyeing up a conference championship, and maybe that can happen by the end of the week.
Yeah, so again, this team is playing unbelievable, and again, how would they not? They're so strong at every position, and then their three seniors are really just incredible. That Riley Zernecki, Gabby Fakes, and Liv DiStefano have really anchored this team all year long. They had a great weekend in our triangular that we hosted, got a win the other night against Fort Atkinson, and really eyeing up that conference championship. They've got to get through Watertown Friday. And assuming they do that, they'll be crowned conference champions. But before that, the seed meeting is Wednesday night, and we should know where we are seeded into that playoff spot. My guess is we're going to be a number one seed based on what our record is and our body of work. We've beaten a number of teams in our sectional already this year. I would expect Watertown, whether we beat them or not on Friday, to have a very strong seed as well. So we've already played Watertown. We're going to play them again. We could be matching up with them a third time in the playoffs if everything lines up.
No, I know you were back and forth between baseball and softball and some other things last night. Did you see Gabby Fakes' home run on Tuesday night?
I didn't. I missed that. That must have been when you were telling everybody I was eating hot dogs at the baseball game.
So you heard about that?
I heard it, yes.
No, Gabby hit a home run into the baseball field yesterday.
Wow, that's amazing. That should have counted for two, really.
We were sitting there. It came through the trees. She made it. She hit it so hard it went through the arborvitas that are the backdrop for the hitters. And all of a sudden, like, there's a softball that just came through. It was unbelievable there. And so, you know, it's going to be fun watching Abby Schmidt's squad as they head down the stretch there. Baseball, you know, just trying to, you know, figure it out and get something going here down the stretch. And hopefully they can make a little run.
You know, if you remember back to last year, the team that was a run away from making it to the state tournament, they entered the playoffs as a five seed last year. And they were hovering right around the 500 mark. It was a team that we all knew had a lot of talent on it, and they just couldn't break through, whether it was the bats one night or defense another. This is still a team that I really strongly believe can make a run if they get everything together. They've got tremendous pitching. You know, Eli Bryant's been good this year, but when you're able to bring in Boston Damon and Jelka and Keel and some of these other guys, they're doing a great job eating up innings. Ashton Seifert as a freshman has been tremendous for him this year. So it's a team with a lot of talent. They just have to put it together and get it to work. But, you know, they dropped one again against Oregon, and you know, they're not going to be in for the conference title, but now their sights are set for that postseason. They'll find out next Tuesday at their seed meeting where they are. But again, whoever gets them, whoever draws them, that's going to be a tough out, because once this group really is straightened out and once they are determined and focused on what they need to do, they can put up runs and they can pitch.
We're talking with the Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities Director Ryan Gerber inside BDH Athletics and Activities. Ryan, well, you know, track and golf, I guess, had their conference meets here, so they're eyeing up right in the midst of postseason.
Yeah, so we'll start with track. We actually will be hosting the regional and the sectional here at BDHS. So the regional for track is going to be here Monday the 20th, and then the sectional tournament will be the 23rd here, which is a Thursday. So we'll get to see our team run and throw here at home. So come on out. Those are ticketed events because it's a WI event. So if you are coming out to those events, make sure you're ready to pay at the gate. The track team, you know, the conference is a tough conference, and I think the girls finished fifth overall at conference. The boys finished eighth. Again, it's really going to come down to this team, individual performances. Mila Westra, a senior, she's going to be running at Lawrence next year. She was wonderful again, finishing first in the 800 and second in the 1600. I expect her to have a great postseason. And the one that I'm really keeping my eye on is Lucy Gonzalez, who's also a freshman. She's had a tremendous year this year, and she's usually right in the top one or two in every event she does. So look to see how she finishes this year. I also got to give props to Amaya Jackson, who's a senior. She's going to be running both running at Concordia and then also playing volleyball. And then Morgan Mertz, she also is really tough in the long jump. So I think on our girls' side, we're going to have a number of individuals competing at that sectional and pushing for a state. And on the boys' side, again, it's just a matter of if we can put things together. Brock Mullenbach's had a really nice year in the 200. AJ Litter's had a phenomenal year throwing, so we'll see where that goes. And then, of course, Taylor Post, who was up at the state tournament last year as a freshman in the wheelchair event, should definitely be a prime candidate to get back and then place very high there again.
So, yeah, Taylor does a great job. And, again, everybody in the track team and Coach Helgemo working hard and really building that track program, which is fun. So what else we got? Soccer, obviously, too, is kind of working their way through their season as we head down the home stretch towards the playoffs for soccer as well.
Yeah, before we get there, we'll just touch on golf real quick. Yeah. Golf had their conference tournament. Not the best outing for them at the conference, but again, the top golfer in the Badger Conference is down in Milton. He's a freshman. His brother finished second. I believe they were shooting in the low 70s, high 60s. Just incredible what the conference is. I believe the top four teams in the Badger Conference all ranked. So it's a tough sledding right now in our conference, but we'll break away from that. Didn't have our best day. Our scores were a little high, but they're going to be going over to Hartford at the Washington County Golf Course next Tuesday, I believe. Next Tuesday. And though I expect them to compete. You know, most of these guys have shaved about 10 to 15 strokes off their play from last year's score. And I know that really hasn't translated into finishes at tournaments, but you're seeing massive improvement individually. This is a team that Coach Popovich has moving in the right direction. He's got great kids, by the way, and they want to succeed. And I'm just really excited to see, you know, how we finish and then what Popovich is able to do in the offseason to really continue to build momentum. This is a program that in the next couple of years could be in that 2-3 spot in the conference. And that if you're there, you give yourself a shot. So I'm really looking forward to the improvement there. And you mentioned soccer. You know, they're struggling a little bit. They've got some injuries going on right now. They've dropped some tough losses. Again, they're playing some tough teams. They just had Oregon in. And Brandy will have that group ready to play in the postseason. But that's another program that really is looking at development. And that's something that as we get into the off season, I'm looking forward to her program really diving in and what they can do working with the youth programs and really continuing to build the momentum that that youth soccer has here in Beaver Dam.
Boys tennis as well. Ross Damon continues to lead that squad.
Yeah. By the way, they had their alumni meet last night, and the varsity team beat the alumni, which was a big time upset. They had some pretty heavy hitters there. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they outlasted the, the alumni
a little bit. No injuries.
No injuries. Coach Chitko reported back. Everybody was cool. Everybody was good. Everyone's great spirits. It was a really nice event. Cooch was out there coaching and telling stories and holding court. And that's always a good time to sit under that learning tree a little bit. And Coach Damon's got that team again. They're two doubles, one doubles, Doyle and Breaker. That's a team. They had some losses late in the season, but again, they're playing as well as anybody. And that's a team, that's a grouping there that still can make a run to the state tournament in Madison. So this is a program that again is on the rise. Coach Damon and Coach Betcher and Chico do a great job with that group, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how they compete at subsectionals and then sectionals next week.
Excellent there as well, Ryan. Anything else on your radar before we let you go this week?
Just looking forward to senior awards. We'll be handing those out Wednesday night, being able to award not only scholarships but our athletic awards. And then next week, for high school students here on Wednesday, the 22nd, during wind time, we'll be holding our fall sports meeting where kids will be able to officially sign up and say, hey, this is what I'm planning to do next year. So we're hoping for big numbers to come out. I know Coach Lindy was at the middle school and expects about 50 eighth graders to come out for football. So we're looking at numbers close to 130, which is tremendous. And all of our fall sports are. So I think we're finally getting over that COVID slump where kids weren't out and we're starting to build back. And I think with the kind of determination and the kind of kid that we get out for sports here in Beaver Dam, if we can pull the numbers, we're going to be dangerous in a lot of sports. And that's something I really look forward to.
Ryan, how do people find out more information about athletics and activities at Beaver Dam High School?
You can always give us a call here, or you can go on to www.badgerconference.org. And on the right-hand side where it says Beaver Dam, click on that, and you'll see all of our schedules.
Ryan, I appreciate your efforts here. Enjoy the last few weeks of students being in class, and we'll chat next week.
It's going to be fun. We'll see you around, Wade.